Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. We have Johnny Mercer, Woody Herman, Pearl Bailey, and many more, so stick around. Now to get us started, we'll be hearing from Chris Connor from the Chick Webb Band, and right now it's Steve Lawrence with Edie Gourmet, and this could be the start of something big.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21, watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly Gallon Guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Please give your heart to me and see. This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try a romance with me and see.
You're watching the sun come up and counting your money, or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there he is, and you want to be where he is. And this must be the start of something. This could be the heart of something. This could be the start of something.
That we ever met. never met. Oh gee, I hate to think that we must part. Oh baby, 'cause you know I love you so deep down in my heart. But there's no need to pretend. Our love is at an end, baby. It's over because we live.
Chris Connor from her CD called At the Village Gate, and a famous Cole Porter tune. Wrote it back in 1939. He wrote the words and the music to I Concentrate on You. This was on the hit parade later on by Tommy Dorsey and Eddie Duchin. We heard from Chick Webb and his orchestra. Chick Webb was the band that Ella Fitzgerald started with when she recorded A Tisket, A Tasket, that became a number one hit in 1938. And the title of this song that Chick Webb played here, and this is one of the more humorous ones we'll play today anyway, called It's Over Because We're Through. That's the name of the song. And the vocal on that was by Chick Webb. We also heard from Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet in a song written by Steve Allen. He wrote the words and the music in 1956 to the song, This Could Be the Start of Something Big. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Bill Cartwright. Well, looking back on this day in history, the island of Hong Kong was ceded to Great Britain from the Chinese on this very day in 1841, and it was returned to Chinese control in July of 1997, I believe, right at the end of the year. In Juarez, Mexico, a lady by the name of Patricia McCormick debuted as the first professional woman bullfighter from the United States on this day in 1952. And it was on this day in 1981 that Iran released 52 Americans that had been held hostage for 444 days. The hostages were flown to Algeria and then to a U.S. base in Wiesbaden, West Germany. The release occurred minutes after the U.S. presidency had passed from Jimmy Carter to then President Ronald Reagan. Let's get back to more music on Swing. It'll be Artie Shaw. We'll have Sinatra. And here's Stan Kenton with vocalist Ann Richards from a CD called Kenton with Voices. And the song is Softly.
Starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with one girl, sigh and sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Midnight, neath the starry sky. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sigh and sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just think of someone waiting at the cottage door. Our hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
We bring a lot of high-priced talent to the show, and that was part of it. That was Artie Shaw, and a song written by Artie and Teddy McRae in 1939, a famous song called The Back Bay Shuffle, got up to number 8 on the hit parade that year. Before that, it was Sinatra with Nelson Riddle, a George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1937 called A Nice Work If You Can Get It. And we started with Ann Richards, and I have very little material here by Ann Richards, but she was great when she sang with Kenton in the 40s. This is from a CD called Kenton with Voices. The song was Softly. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this very day in 1885 that the roller coaster was patented by L.A. Thompson. In 1929, on this day, the movie In Old Arizona was released. This film was the first full-length talking film to be filmed outdoors. The National Negro Network was formed on this date in 1954. 40 radio stations were charter members. And in 1953, on this very day, Studio One became the first television show to be transmitted from the United States all the way to Canada. Let's get back to more music on Swing. It'll be Johnny Mercer. We'll have Woody Herman. And right now, it's Pearl Bailey, and the song is Who?
Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know can never be true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Means my happiness, who will I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who, ah, nobody but you.
Who stole my heart away? Makes me dream all day, dreams I dream that never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Who means my happiness? Who will you answer yes to? Oh, you ought to guess who, no one but you. I said, no one, nobody but you.
It's gonna be a great big fight in here if somebody don't hurry up and tell me who.
Mm-hmm. See my baby, I'm gonna see my baby, I'm gonna see my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I've really missed my baby, I've really missed my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby and live in love that U.S. way. Females, all right when you just have something to say, but female ain't like when your arms round your honey and you're home to stay. I'm gonna see my baby, I've really missed my baby. I wanna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. But female ain't like when your arms round your honey and you're home to stay. I'm gonna see my baby, I've really missed my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I'm gonna get back to the double track, see my friends down on the main stem, drop by the joint, say hello to the boss, grab my chicken, say let's get lost when I get home on Victory Day.
One of those GI songs from the end of World War II, written in 1945. And sung here so well by Johnny Mercer, it was I'm Gonna See My Baby. got up to number 12 on the hit parade in 1945, written by Phil Moore. Before that, it was Woody Herman and one of his thundering herds between 1945 and 1947, a song called Goosey Gander. And we started with Pearl Bailey and a song written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein in 1925 called Who? Well, we're going to take a little break right now, folks. Be back after the break with Benny Goodman. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we still have lots more good music coming up. For instance, in the next 10 minutes, we're going to be hearing from Barry Manilow along with Les Brown's orchestra. We'll have D.D. Bridgewater, and here's Benny Goodman and Somebody Stole My Gal.
Song. will I hear the sounds of violins out yonder where the blue begins? The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy pedal over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
Let's build a stairway to the stars, my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each time I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam?
Well, that was a surprise, wasn't it? You were expecting Doris Day to step up to the microphone, and instead it was Barry Manilow, and with the Les Brown Orchestra, their rendition of Sentimental Journey. Bud Green wrote it in 1944. This was Les Brown's theme. Before that, it was D.D. Bridgewater, and we haven't had her on the show for quite a while. She was with John Clayton's Fine Orchestra from a CD called Dear Ella. The song was Stairway to the Stars, written by Mitchell Parrish and Matty Matlock in 1939. It got up to, well, let's see, it was on the hit parade four times that year by L. Donahue and Glenn Miller, Kay Kaiser, and Jimmy Dorsey. And we started with Benny Goodman, and a song has been around for a long time, since 1918, actually, called Somebody Stole My Gal. This was on the hit parade by various people, and Johnny Ray had this song on the hit parade in 1953. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this very day in 1937 that Franklin Delano Roosevelt became the first U.S. president to be inaugurated on January 20th. The 20th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution officially set the date for the swearing-in of the president and vice president as January 20th. And on this day in 1887, the U.S. Senate approved an agreement to lease Pearl Harbor in Hawaii as a naval base. Back to more music on Swing. We have Sinatra, we have Jimmy Dorsey, and I love this song, June Christie, right now. And You Come a Long Way from St. Louis.
You came a long way from St. Louis. You climbed the ladder of success. I've seen the town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. You broke a lot of hearts between. I've met a gang of boomy gals who were doing all right till you came on the scene. You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Thank you. certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri, too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You've got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Yes, you've got a long, long way to go.
Your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep that memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, that away, they won't take that away, 'cause they can't take that away from me.
George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1937, They Can't Take That Away From Me. And Sinatra sounded very good right here with Neil Hefti's orchestra from his CD called Sinatra and Swingin' Brass. This song, by the way, on the hit parade four times in 1937. Before that, it was Contrasts by Jimmy Dorsey. And we heard from June Christie a Bob Russell tune called You Come a Long Way from St. Louis. Well, let's take a look at what happened on this day in history. In 1987 on this day, Anglican Church envoy Terry Waite was kidnapped in Beirut, Lebanon. He was there attempting to negotiate the release of Western hostages and was not freed until November of 1991. Britain and France announced their plans to build the Channel of the Channel on this day in 1986. And also in 1986 on this day, new footage of the 1931 film Frankenstein was found. The film was originally deleted because it was considered to be too shocking. We have more music, not too shocking. Here's Caterina Valente and Love Walked In.
Nothing seemed to matter anymore. Didn't care what I was headed for. Time was standing still. No one counted till there came a knock, knock, knocking at my door. Love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. Oh, magic moment, and my heart seemed to know that love said hello. Though not a word was spoken, one look and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last. One look and I had found all the world completely new when love walked in with you.
Sorry to break in, folks, but we're out of time almost. This was Patrick Williams and his fine, great big band, and I'll Be Seeing You. And as Caterina Valente was here with Love Walked In. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.